Goes. Hello, a little bit.
Switch them. You want me to switch?
Gone are the sorrows, gone are the tears. For you love me truly, truly.
And good evening, everybody, and welcome to the After Disaster. A Tuesday night After Disaster. Never before done, as far as I know.
Yay!
Maybe it's been done.
Yeah.
I don't know. We were drunk in all the other episodes. Who knows what was happening back then. Anderson is in the control room right now. About to come in here. Just now, it's...
The part of your brain that you need.
Stanley and I...
Bigger,
in a dark room with bright halogen light bulbs blinding me. Probably not blinding me, but definitely blinding. Those lights are bright. Halogens suck. They look cool, but they get way too hot. LEDs look like crap and stay cool.
Hey, the OCD in me wants to go back inside in that other room that I was just in. Make sure that I push record, because even though I saw it.
All right.
Should I give in to that? Or,
you know?
It's going to affect my I don't know if I should call it a performance, but it's going to affect my mood.
Yeah, at the end of the show when you find out it wasn't recording?
Well, that'll definitely affect my mood for the rest of the night, but...
You know, I got to tell you, for a guy that checked the door twice to make sure it was locked, I'd say maybe you should go back in there and check it.
We went to Death Valley together. You almost turned around when we were about 40 miles away, because you thought you left the cap to your chapstick off.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Was that what it was
that
I thought?
Yes, you said, I got to turn around. I'm like, why? What happened? You're like,
it wasn't. I wouldn't have turned around for that.
Well, you were joking, but still. It's a funny joke that only I got to enjoy.
I've turned around from pretty far.
For chapstick?
You know what I've been doing lately that I'm not happy with? I've reverted back to, I get in my car, I drive over the hill to my office. It's about a half an hour each way.
Mm-hmm.
I get there, and I forgot to bring my work.
What
so I just get there.
What does that mean? Wait, speaking of only two people got to enjoy the joke. I got to go make sure I push record.
All right.
I know everyone listening right now is thinking, you fucking push record. Stop it.
That's funny.
But I don't know. But I think I did. You know, I'll be right back.
If you're not listening, we'll start over. Let me look at my script. what's happened the last 3 minutes. I do this too, so I totally relate. I never trust if I hit record. I never, oh, good move. All I'm thinking right now is, am I going to go out and have a flat tire because there's a giant screw in the middle of one of my tires? And it was flat, and I blew it up with that sticky, that sealant that you're not supposed to use because the guys at the tire place get pissed. Makes their job like 10 times harder. But let me take a poll here. Who doesn't give a shit if their job is 10 times harder? If they charge it 10 times as much, then I would. You know that sealant you can put in your tires for an emergency?
Yes.
I had a flat last night, so I used it.
Uh-huh. It's good for huffing.
Really?
No, I'm kidding. Shouldn't say that.
It'll probably clog you up.
It's probably not true. So I did a workout.
So far, there's a giant screw in one of my tires.
Got to unscrew that and then put the stuff in.
I put the stuff in already. I left the screw in.
All right. Let's start off the program by saying, hey, everybody, welcome to the After Disaster. Happy God knows what day it is when this will post because Tyler, everybody loves Tyler. Who doesn't love Tyler? A lot of people.
I think most people love him.
But most people listening to this love Ty-Ty, right?
Yeah. They have to.
And this is one of those rare times where he's actually being true to his name and ruining everything. Let's see if that's him right now. Is that you, Ty-Ty?
Hello.
Sounds like you.
Is that you, Ty-Ty? Tyler, can you hear us? Tyler. Okay, remember how I just went in there and spent a long time?
God. Yeah, you think that was the problem?
No, I made sure that everything was cool.
I think that's him.
It is him, for sure.
You have a good ear recognizing voices, because I don't most of the time. I'm looking at Anderson's fake electronic cigarette. Two things about it. It's pink, for one, and it says blow one on the side.
Hello?
Hey, what's up?
Hey.
What's happening?
Oh, not much. Just leaving work.
Mmm. Sweet.
Hey, Ty-Ty.
Hey.
The sweet satisfaction of a job well done. You can reflect back on it in the car as you drive home?
No, I'm going to reflect on my sad, sorry state of depression from the Dodgers.
They lost?
Yep.
Today?
Mm-hmm.
And is that the last one?
Nope.
No.
But.
No. Anderson's. No, I just disturbed all of NBC Sports and whatever chick rock line is down the hall. Screaming no. We are not doing that. We're not this show. We can talk about shit and farts all night before we talk about Dodgers.
Let's move forward.
Jesus Christ.
The irony is you disrupted a sports show to say that we're not going to talk about sports on this show.
That's true. They were very disturbed. Tyler, love you. But
what?
No, you're already ruining enough. You're not bringing Dodgers into this. No.
Why?
But you can bring Penguins?
Oh, well, that's important. Okay, now here's the deal.
Why are you depressed about that, though?
Because you put a lot of emphasis.
Yeah.
Well, Mike, you don't have anything in your life that you sit around and watch for hours a day and go ride the ups and downs of that team. Anderson understands.
Tyler.
You ride the downs?
Yeah, he's riding one right now. Tyler,
to be frank about it, I know nothing about sports, but I will say the people in St. Louis are a lot nicer than the people in L.A., so they deserve to win.
No, they're not.
Yeah, they are.
No, they're not.
You don't think so?
Have you been to East St. Louis? They will shiv you. They'll fuck you up.
East anywhere will shiv you. East L.A.
Lower East Side. Hey, Ty-Ty.
Mm-hmm.
You are responsible for... here's how Ty-Ty thanks the listeners for buying all of our coffins. By the way, thank you very much, listeners, for buying the coffins.
Yep.
Fantastic. And the person who bought most recently, it'll be in the mail tomorrow. Mike and I are going to work on it, and we're going to forge Tyler's name because Tyler cannot be here. Tyler fucked us. So here's what happened. Yesterday I sent out a text. I'm like, hey, can you guys do Tuesday? Mainly thinking about this fucking listener who bought a coffin, and it's going to be late because they didn't buy until like I didn't find out they bought until the end of last week's episode.
Oh,
my
God,
shit.
All week they're wondering if they're going
to. So I pushed it to see if you guys can come in today. And Mike's like, yeah, you can do it. And then Mike and I went back and forth, and I was sending them old women's hockey teams with swastikas on their logos.
You did? My text is effed up completely.
Tyler responded with a ha ha ha. And then this morning I wake up and he's saying, no, I can't make it there. Can't do it. I'm like, well why don't you tell us when it happened, sir?
In my defense, I worked basically nonstop yesterday from 8:30 to 4:30 without looking at my phone except when there was 14 texts on it.
Yeah, some of them
were
good.
And I just replied to the most recent ones that I saw.
Did you see the ladies' hockey team with the swastikas?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so at least somebody saw. He saw that, but he didn't see the time of the show.
I've been trying to buy a new phone for the past week, and I can't seem to get one because they don't have them.
Ty, you in traffic? You driving home in traffic right now?
No, I'm still walking in my car.
How far do you park?
Like, I don't know, a quarter mile from my office.
Jeez.
All right, so do you want to get anything? I'm trying to think. I'm still sitting here stuck trying to figure out what Carano's, what his version of the Dodgers losing would be, but I'm having a hard time.
I don't know. I think it'd be like if all the members of KISS died or something.
Or like what if they closed? What if they closed all the...
I think that would be slightly worse.
What if they stopped selling shorts?
Mm. It's funny. It's funny because I went shopping for pants about four nights ago.
Did you bring scissors?
Of course I did.
I went shopping for pants. Big week in the Carano household.
And we went to the Gap, and I walked in and went, nope.
Tyler,
now I'm going to walk right back in there tomorrow and go maybe.
Just got back from a lovely little weekend getaway where we went out to Morro Bay and stayed at some place called the Ascot Inn.
Oh, I thought you were at the Madonna Inn.
I stayed there on my actual day, our actual honeymoon. Okay. I mean, our actual wedding anniversary. It was first anniversary, so we had to get out of town.
The Ascot Inn has to be pretentious, even though it's probably not.
It's one of those, it's trying to be pretentious, but it's not. Priceline kind of fucked me.
Ooh.
They promised me like 3.5 stars. They gave me a 2-star at best.
Hmm. Yeah. How much?
$110. So, you shouldn't expect getting a whole lot, even if it is Priceline. But I feel like Captain Kirk fucked me, personally. You know what I mean?
He may have.
So, anyways, the wife asks me, just out of the blue, she says to me, do you think Tyler's soul is dying from working his corporate job?
Is it?
Just out of the blue, Tyler. We're like driving up to 101. Lovely scenery, sharing time together as a couple celebrating our 1 year. And she asked me that just out of the fucking blue.
Well, Tyler?
Well, I appreciate the consideration for my soul. But no, beyond the fact that I am not a morning person and I hate waking up early, that part kills me every day. But as far as my actual work, I get to do creative shit all day long, so... I have no complaints there.
All right, I'll be sure to tell her.
Okay, good.
Because if for God's sake something happened in my life and I had to get a regular job, I'd be on suicide watch.
So on my way over here, Mike, I called you up and I asked if you wanted any Subway. Tyler, you would be enjoying some lovely Subway as well right now if you were here. But
I appreciated that a lot.
And Mike, I asked him right off the bat. I said, hey, you want any? I'm just going to slide in the Subway on the way over there. You want anything? And he says, no, thank you, no. And then there's like about a 2-beat silence, and he goes, actually, you know what? That would be a huge lifesaver. I'm starving. Please get me this. Why the default to no?
Always.
Yeah, me too.
Always is.
What is that? Why the default to
no? Can be sitting in a restaurant, a steak restaurant. Can I get you something? No, thanks. Oh, yeah, I changed my mind. I'm here. I came to the restaurant.
I always feel like such a badass when I actually I could use, like, but without saying no first, when I actually have the moment that I pause and then say that I would like something. I'm very proud of myself, but those moments are few and far between.
I can't imagine the transaction. I cannot imagine, in my head, the transaction with a prostitute. Like how to go, okay.
So you just leave the money by the door.
I'm going to give you some money, and then you're going to pretend like you're into me, and we're going to have sex?
Mm-hmm. No, I can't do that. You leave the money in an envelope. So that way it's legal, yeah. Because then she...
She found an envelope that you left there?
Deep bubble up a little bit. I can barely hear you guys.
Yeah, there's nothing I can do for you, buddy.
Okay, great.
I love that you say then it's legal.
I don't know.
The cop's going to come in and go, is there an envelope around here? Nope.
I talked to a really good friend
of mine
today who uses hookers all the time.
Yeah.
And that's why he just today, actually, he's like, you know, all my relationships involve leaving money by a door in an envelope, in a sealed envelope. That's how all of my transactions take place.
And then they have to count it real fast to make sure you didn't rip them off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Tyler, honestly, there's nothing I can do for you, buddy. I'm sorry.
Okay. It just cuts out. No wonder our callers never understand what we're saying.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. They don't?
No. All right, well, do you want me to let you go there, buddy? Just talk to you next week?
No. Uh-huh. I'll just chime in when I can hear.
Are you on speakerphone?
Yeah, it sounds like shit.
Yeah.
Perhaps that's why.
That might be why.
I'm on speakerphone plugged into my car, cranked to max volume.
Mm-hmm. How about you put in the little earbud there?
You guys would be even quieter if I was plugged in.
I think the speakerphone might have something to do with it.
No, but it's plugged into my car system.
Okay.
Not bigger mouth.
Fancy. Fancy pants.
You guys ever heard of Asking Alexandria, the band?
Yes.
The band. All right, they came on Loveline a couple nights ago.
Mm-hmm.
And they come in, and there's a chick in here recently from the Suicide Girls who was talking shit about them.
Oh, no.
So I don't know why I thought it was a good idea, but that's how I kind of said hello.
Yeah, that's a bad idea.
Good to see you guys again. Oh, and then they're sitting there petting Stanley, right? And they just gotten done with a show, and I'm running Loveline. Loveline's not wearing a break or anything, so they came in the middle of a segment. And, you know, they're just kind of standing there awkwardly, so I'm trying to, you know, break the ice. I hadn't seen them in about a year. I can't remember seeing them. I just remember their name. And I'm like, oh, I'll talk about a common interest or somebody that who knows them, who they might know. And then as I'm telling them this, I'm like, oh, wait, but what she said was bad. So I'm like, hey, you know, any Suicide Girls? Because there's one in here last week, and she was saying you're a total asshole.
Did you really say that?
Yeah.
Oh,
but
no.
Here's where it gets really good. Here's how dumb I am.
Did the dude sleep with her or something? And then
he says, which one was it? And I said, I don't know. She had a lot of tattoos, and she was a limey. Right?
And?
I'm thinking, oh, you know, I'm going to be making fun of her a little bit, calling her a limey.
Yeah.
And then he says, I'm not sure I know that one.
Oh, no.
He's a fucking, they're both British. I had no idea. So now I've got both fucking feet in my mouth. My mouth is completely cranked open, splitting at the seams from both my feet. Tried to make it better by calling her a limey, and they're both fucking limeys.
Good move. Then you had to sit there for 2 hours.
Did the Curb Your Enthusiasm music play in the background after?
It plays in my head so often, Tyler. So I'm just, I'm desperately trying to be friendly with them. And I realize I'm just trying to make up for lost ground, and I'm feeling all self-conscious about it. It was bad.
That's pretty terrible, I understand.
Yeah, I'm good at that.
So he admitted to knowing some of them, so he probably did.
He was actually very, very funny. He's a very funny character. That was a very good show, actually, that post-show Loveline.
Where did they play before they came over here?
They opened up for Korn at the Wiltern. Oh, that's how I was trying to make friends with them, too. I was like telling them where the Wiltern came up with its name, because it's on the corner of Wilshire and Western. Then I'm like, you know what? Used to have seats. No longer has seats. Just a bunch of asinine bullshit.
It did used to have seats.
Talking about how good Bangers and Mash are. Big fan. Oh, my wife's father. She's from England. Lives in Bath.
What? Why?
You know what I really like? I like when you order the fish and chips and it comes in the newspaper. That is just really swell. You guys just know how to do it.
What's with the dentistry, though? What is the deal with that? I didn't bring that up.
Was the whole band here or just one dude?
Two dudes. And they're both really funny, dirty. Like the one guy, the one guy who's single, talked about how he didn't take a shower for 2 years once, just because he knew that he could still pull chicks because he's a singer in a band. And he's like, "I'm filthy, disgusting, dirty, and I know I can dip my balls in women's mouths." It was awful. It was hilarious.
Shouldn't he take a shower for his own well-being?
He said he got an unplanned dread in the back of his head from it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow. I gotta say, that's
unplanned dread. Sounds like a
fucking disgusting
medical problem.
Sounds like a terrible reggae band.
Someone's got to have dreads in their pubes, right? Some filthy, disgusting. You know what I saw today that was kind of creepy?
Hmm.
I was standing near the LA River, and a crazy—I don't know if he's crazy—homeless guy.
Tyler, can you please take us off of
80 degrees out?
Speaker.
80 degrees out, sunny day. Mm-hmm. Here comes this dude walking down the street in a hat and a trench coat. And I see him around this neighborhood often.
He's your neighbor.
And he starts approaching me, so I pretend like I was on the phone.
Good move.
About an hour later, I'm running errands. I have to pee. I pull into Jerry's Deli. I go inside to pee, and he's suspiciously loitering in the arcade. How weird is that?
Wait
a
minute.
Dude in the arcade wearing a trench coat.
Okay, you're a dude in the arcade wearing shorts.
I wasn't in the arcade. I was walking by, going to the men's room, okay. then I swing by.
I know exactly where you're talking. Tyler, I love you. I have to put it on hold. It's like he's in the Lincoln Tunnel. What was that?
You're going to hate listening to...
What? You all right, dude? You just have a stroke. Tie.
You're going to hate listening to my new podcast.
Oh, I thought you were going to talk about
it. There's a lot of background noise.
In case you haven't
heard. Sounds like you're in a submarine. Like you're in a...
Lincoln Tunnel, Tyler.
Oh, I am.
Like an electric boat.
It's less than acceptable.
All right, well, I'll just hang up.
No! This feels like a flight with a wife.
It sounded quiet before. Did you roll the window down or something?
No, I'm on the freeway.
With the windows up?
The
windows are up.
Mm-hmm.
I never called you out on this. I don't want to say it was just a flat-out lie, but I know it was just a total lie. You and I have had conversations when we're both driving. And I'm like, is your window down?
Are you talking
like,
to me?
Yeah.
Or Tyler?
You. And you're like, no. I'm like, it's really, really loud.
Listen to me. 100%. I know exactly what you're talking about. You're the one guy. This has got to be boring for everybody. I'm going to segue it into a little tip about headphones, though. Got to get a tip from the after disaster. This might be all you get this week. But, oh, wait. Great story about my massage. My couple's massage coming up. God damn it. Terrible. I need Tyler on for this. Tyler,
What?
I swear to God, you're the only person who's ever complained about that high-pitched sound. I think it's because of your damaged ears, and you said that it's only when you talk to me, and it might have been the air conditioning hitting the microphone.
It was
the
so it was louder than your voice, and it was overwhelming. It was as if you rolled all your windows.
I would roll the windows up and say, "Hey, I got the window. Yeah, the window was down. Why would I lie about that?"
I don't know. I thought you just wanted the window down, and you're going to keep on telling me no, it's up.
Absolutely not. Oh my God, Tyler.
It was 10 times louder than this.
Mm-hmm. This doesn't bug you.
A little bit, but it makes me seem like there's excitement happening. Something like we got a man on the street.
All right, man on the street. What do you see right now, Ty? Let me guess. Like, what do you see right now? Dozens of red lights in front of you?
I don't know what's happening.
He's a caller. Oh, Ty. Why wouldn't you just drive across town? Because you don't care about the listeners.
I've seen people with their headphones on. And
driving across town from Universal. I have to go on the 134 to the 101 to the 405 down to Washington.
Just take Mulholland all the way over and get off in Coldwater,
Steve. I would not have gotten into the studio for another 20 minutes and the show would be over. I don't know what you want from me.
Good night, Ty. We'll see you next week, all right?
I don't know how you would have made it here in 20 minutes.
Exactly.
He would have caught over on Laurel Canyon, Stuart.
The problem is all these freeways.
Little Californian shit yesterday to get to the Dodger game in time and avoid traffic.
Mm-hmm. And you left depressed?
I went south. I exited Gower, made a left, went up Franklin. And
I can't do it.
I wonder if...
can't do it. I love that man, but I just can't do that.
I got to be honest. I secretly hope the Dodgers lose. not to disparage. You know, I don't want Tyler to be bummed, but but I kind of want LA to shut the fuck up.
Well, they'll just start going on about the Kings.
I like the Kings better than the Dodgers.
Oh, absolutely. Okay, here's what I learned the other day. This is a little tip, and I can understand how it's ridiculous and boring. But here's the point. Here's the thing. I bet you a lot of people listening to this to my voice right now have the headphones in that I'm talking about.
Yes.
The Apple headphones that make you stressed every time you use them on the freeway, make me stressed every time I use them anywhere. I don't know if you've noticed this. I always talk on my phone on the left-hand side. You're being very distracting with
I'm sorry, I'm going to sneeze.
Yeah, it looks like you're orgasming, and it's uncomfortable.
Sorry.
Yeah, it did look like you were owing. I didn't like it.
It's not how I look.
Not so sure.
I wish they made these headphones in a different color than white.
For me, I was talking about with my on the left hand side always, right?
I always go right.
I know you do because you're weird. And the ones the little microphone to speak into is on the right hand side.
Yes.
And I only use the one. I only use it when I put the microphone on the wrong side, but when I'm using both headphones, you guys can all try this right now. I do it properly. And it doesn't sound very good. When I switch them, I put the left and the right and the right and the left, it sounds way better. It sounds louder, more clear. They're better headphones.
You know what I got to think it is?
When you go the opposite way.
I
got to
think.
What is that?
It's probably just the shape of your ear canal. Because I notice with those Apple headphones, if I just tilt them a little bit, everything changes. The bass, everything. Like if I just move them slightly inside my ears. I hate those Apple headphones.
They're like $10 headphones when I use the left and the left, the right and the right. And they become like $50, $60 headphones.
Nice.
Instantly when I do right. 50, 60. Yeah.
The new Apple headphones look a lot better than the ones that I have, the little round ones.
I feel bad for Tyler. I feel bad that we hung up on it.
We hung up
the whole
on
thing.
Him?
Well, I just put him on hold, and he's gone now.
The Dodgers
lose.
And he's
all depressed about his Doyers.
We hang up on him. Well, it'll all be over soon. When's the next game? Tomorrow?
Talk to him about. Actually, you know what? I'm gonna use this as an excuse for him not being here. It's good that I don't have to hear the fucking porno music the entire time when I tell this story. And I think you'll appreciate this.
Let's go. Bring it on.
All right. So. Everything I'm about to say right now, it's just I understand the level of douche that it makes me sound like. But at the risk of sounding like ultra douche, I think it's a good story. I think it's worthy of telling here.
Bring it on. It involves a couple's massage.
The Madonna Inn, it's overly priced, even though it's a great hotel. I love the hotel. But it's getting more expensive every time we go up there. Like they're raising the prices. They're trying to be more and more fancy. All right. When I started going there, they didn't have a pool. It was like a little inn. It was quaint and nice. Now it's like they're trying to be like 4 or 5 stars.
I do like that pool.
Pool's great. Pool's phenomenal. And you know what? They're keeping up. I mean, they're making it like a really nice place. So it's just they're pricing me out. But They got a great deal if you can get in there Sunday through Thursday. I feel like Mike Carano talking about the Ace Hotel right now. But Sunday through Thursday, if you're in the Central Coast, I highly recommend checking out Madonna Inn. Every single room's different. It's where I got married. Talked about it plenty a year ago.
I love that place. I love it. And
the rooms start at $189 plus tax plus the goddamn resort fee. So you're at like $220.
Yeah, at least.
At the cheapest room. The cheapest room they have, $220. And they go all the way up to like $600 or something for giant like suites with an upstairs and like three
almost
bedrooms.
Worth it just to go there for the cake.
The cake is great. I don't even like cake, and we had two massive slices this weekend. So they have a special on Sunday through Thursday that you get a room, any room you want, plus a couple's massage for like $395 plus tax. It's a great deal because you can get a room, like one of their $500 rooms, plus the massage for less than $400.
How much did you tip the masseuse?
I'm not getting into that.
Well.
15%, okay? 15%. But I didn't know what it cost, so I'm going off each massage with $100.
Yeah.
Give him $30 cash. Is that okay?
I don't know.
I didn't get it happy.
Oh, it was one dude did both of you?
Here's the deal. When I'm okay, a couple things. When I set up this surprise, it was going to be a surprise for Jillian when I set it up like a month and a half ago. Because I'm not a very original. I've come up with something much better since. But at the time, I'm like, I'll just take her back to where we got married. I'll get her the couple's massages. She loves massages. Loves them. And it'll be great. It'll be a surprise. So I call him up. I'm like, this is a surprise for my wife. It's going to be on our anniversary. And I want to do the couple's massage. I want to do the package deal. So she goes, okay. I say, please put my phone number down. Only use my phone number. Because she's always the one that gets massages or facials or whatever whenever we go up there. And I said, don't call her. It's a surprise. Long story short, they called her the day before. Let her know. And then when I went up
there. What the fuck?
When we checked in, I'm like, oh, by the way, you called my wife. And when I asked you specifically not to call her, she didn't apologize. The woman at the front desk. How do you not just
was it the same woman?
I don't know. How do you immediately not say, oh, I'm sorry?
Yeah, I don't like that at all.
It was weird. It was very strange. How do you not say sorry? Like, it's hard. It would be hard for me not to. You know what I mean?
The problem with that place is, much like the Ace Hotel, is they're teetering on the edge of pissing both of us off to the extent where we don't go there anymore.
They're so close.
The Ace, too. The Ace, sometimes I go there and they're just such assholes. I'm like, I'm never coming back here. And then 2 months later, I'm.
So when I'm
setting up. That's the noise I make when I give in.
2 months ago, we're going through the details and it's this and that. And then she says, hey, do you mind if you get a male or a female? Do you have a preference? And I'm like, nah, I don't care. Whatever. You know, I'm cool. I'm straight.
I want
whatever.
A super gay dude with a record.
And then I thought about it a little bit more when she's taking that information, because they never have my information, even though I've stayed there like 10 times and gotten married there and all that shit. No information on Mr. Cohen. Yeah, no idea who I am. So I'm going over everything. And then I'm thinking about it. And like Jillian and I, we've.
That pisses me off because really good hotels know the importance of that, and they if you walk into the Mondrian, if you check into the not the Mondrian, but maybe the Mondrian, but the Montage in Laguna Beach, you check in and you're walking to your room, everybody says hi and knows your name.
The opposite of the Madonna.
Everybody,
even the people. I don't know how many people knew that we were
the
there.
The housekeeper
for
said, "Hello, Mr. Carano. I had checked in maybe 5 minutes earlier, and I was
was just a listener.
Shocked. No. Mm-hmm. I think this is pre-podcast. Way pre-podcast.
I feel like. A number of people, because like a few people asked if I'd been there before. Like, have you stayed with us before? I'm like, yeah, actually, I got married here a year ago today. I remember you. You know what I mean? So yeah, plenty of people knew that it was our anniversary, and I thought maybe they'd send over a bottle of champagne. Or just I don't need the champagne, but it'd be nice, you know? Like, oh look, Madonna cares. Shit, nothing.
They don't give a shit.
So anyway, so I'm on the phone 2 months ago, setting up the appointment.
This is bumming me out.
It's okay, whatever. I'm over that. Setting up the appointment, and she asked the question about a male masseuse. I'm like, yeah, I'm fine, whatever. I'm not gay at all, and I'm proud of that. And I'm that's
proud of
wrong.
My not gayness.
I'm proud of not being homophobic at all. But I get to thinking about it a little bit more, and I've been in a couple massages with Jillian. One time we were in Mexico, and I remember it was really kind of weird because there was two ladies massaging us and lift up the towel, and Jillian's just like, naked as a J there. She had to do the flip, and I'm like, I don't know if I want to do massaging me, sneaking peeks.
It's not the peak thing. I don't feel comfortable having a dude massage me. I wouldn't do it.
I don't think it would be a big deal, but, you know, the whole Costanza thing, I felt it move.
Did you,
So I'm thinking about it, and I'm on the phone. I'm like, you know what? I don't know. And I make a joke about it. I talk about the Seinfeld episode. Yeah. I'm like, I might be a little distracted thinking about George Costanza in that situation. Let's go with girl. The only reason why is because I don't want a dude sneaking peeks over at Jillian. You know what I mean? That's my main one. Plus, you know what? It'd be much easier to relax with three chicks in the room than like a dude and two other chicks.
Ironically, that's weird. But yeah, you're right.
So flash forward, they're calling my wife the day before saying, hey.
You know what I'd like to see is the dude, you have a chick, she has a, no.
What would you like to see? Michael, I don't know where I like this before this goes.
I was going to say, it'd be funny if you get there and you have the only two masseuses they have, like a chick and a dude, and the dude's on you and the chick's on her. And then the guy goes, you want to switch? And they switch.
They do a little high five on the way back. Tap out.
You're like, what's happening?
So it's really nice, but it's just like, you know, it's so not me. You know, like now we're in the whispering area, and here's where they give you your own locker room, and you're supposed to take a shower and scrub your body with this exfoliating. And they have music that's like, you know, the music they use in bad, like, Spielberg movies, where it's like an epiphany. Like the character's having a life-changing epiphany or an aha moment, but it's like mellow. It's like awe-inspiring. That's the music playing the entire time we're back behind these walls now. Then they, after the shower, they were supposed to put on these robes, and they put us in this little tea room where we're sitting and munching on crumpets, just literally drinking water with slices of lemon in it. It's just so not me. Waiting for our masseuse.
Sounds
kind of
good though, doesn't it?
It was pretty sweet. I like, just let go, Andy. Just let go. Have a good time. But it was, you know, the whole time I'm judging. So I'm sitting there in the crumpet room or whatever it is, and our masseuses come to get us after like 15 minutes. It did feel a little bit like a doctor, though. Doctor's office. They got, underneath all the loveliness, there is the doctor's model, because they make you fill out paperwork on a little clipboard when you first walk in, right? Then they have you stripped down.
Why?
Because they need your information, because they need it again. I don't know.
I've had massages.
Name,
they never asked me for a single thing.
My name, my phone number, my address, my email, all that shit. Even though I gave it to them on the phone 2 months ago when I made the massage appointment saying I don't want to mail. So, and then they have you stripped down and put on the robe, right? And then they have you in the waiting room. So it's like, and then the doctor comes to get you.
Yeah.
So it's very similar.
The 24-year-old doctor that never went to school.
So the masseuses come to get us after 15 minutes of sipping water and eating crumpets or whatever. Crumpets. And it's a dude. And it's a lady. And the dude's talking. And he says, hello, my name's Todd or whatever. And this is Melissa, and we will be your masseuses today. Todd says, Melissa will be with you, Anderson. I'll be with Jillian.
Yeah, this is so. I would be like, you know what?
Kind of backfired. And Jillian says that my face did not hide any of my disappointment or concern when they said that. Like, it was just immediate. Oh, fuck! What have I done?
You know what, Todd? I'm just going to massage my wife. You can massage her, and we'll pay.
What? And I almost wanted to, like, I was panicking, thinking, all right, as we're walking down the hall, this long hall to the massage room.
Where I don't like that at all. I wouldn't do it.
Strange man.
I wouldn't do it.
Maybe fingering my wife in a moment.
Maybe.
And I'm trying to decipher if he's gay, light in the loafers by the way he walks, but he's not really giving me any hints at all, but he's really like toned and in shape. And I'm thinking, do I ask to switch because he's going to be stronger? But is that going to offend the Melissa chick masseuse? You know what I mean?
It's going to make everything way more tense, because they're all three other people in the room are going to know you only did it for one reason. Because you didn't want some dude touching your wife, as I think is acceptable, to not want some dude giving your wife a deep tissue massage. I don't like it. I wouldn't have done it.
Fully naked. Plus,
it's hypocritical in a weird way, though, because if it was two chicks.
Oh, I know. I'm thinking that. Believe me. Especially once she starts rubbing my nipples, the masseuse lady. Not sensual at all, but how can you not have a non-sensual? All massages are sensual one way or another.
Absolutely. You know what? Absolutely.
It's impossible not to have a sensual massage, right?
Well, if it's a decent massage.
Ladies might think differently.
Oh, they say they think differently.
For the first 15 minutes, I don't want to say uncomfortable, but I was like, what the hell is going on here? What have I got myself into? What kind of a gift is this?
I've had girls tell me, not girls I was in a relationship with, but attractive women, more than one in my life, tell me, like, I go to this hotel in Palm Springs, I go to this hotel in Las Vegas, and I always get a massage. And the dirty little secret is, like, when there's just one guy there, every time he gives me a massage, I am so turned, like, wet by the end of it. I was like, well, then I'm never going with my girl. Yeah. This is, you know, like 20 years ago, I'm like, I'm never bringing a girlfriend to get a massage then.
Good news is, by the end, I talked to him for quite a while afterwards.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but I had to know. I'm talking to him about that movie, Enough Said, which stars Julia Louis.
Yeah, I've seen the previews like 10 times so far.
She plays masseuse. I asked him.
Oh, I didn't know that.
He'd never heard of the movie. How do you not? You're a masseuse. There's not many masseuses out there.
And you're like hinting around, like, in your world, you don't like her?
And would you find her attractive if you were a masseuse in the same class as her, perhaps?
Yeah, if you were a masseuse in the same massaging class as her.
No, I think I was in shock. So, like, I wasn't shock. I don't know. But, like, and I'm not the jealous type with Jillian. I've been jealous crazy, like, with girls in the past. Never jealous with Jillian, which is one of the great things about our relationship. I'm just so secure with her that it's why we got married. It's one of the many reasons we got married. But if I was one of those crazy jealous relationships, that would have been terrible.
Yeah.
Because it was bad. And
it would have ruined the whole massage.
But Todd was light in the loafs. by the end. He decided. He was actually asking us about it because we have, I have two dog paws tattooed on my body, and she's got one on the back of her neck that you can't see unless her hair's up. Or her hair was up. Everything else was up, too. Sneaked a peek, and I want to make sure that her she wasn't aroused at all, but she didn't look to be. We're not that show. She didn't appear to be.
Sneaked a peek because I wanted to make... You just talk about how you're not the jealous.
There's this part where I
wanted to make sure. Just wanted to make sure.
They make us flip, and they say... My girl said, and then he, they almost said it in unison. Now I'm going to hold the sheet with both hands and turn away while you flip over on your belly, please. They didn't use the belly. It sounded more professional than that. And I remember I was sneaking peeks, making sure that he wasn't sneaking peeks. I was sneaking peeks to the peeker. It's going back and forth.
I don't take my clothes off when I get a massage.
I used to leave my underwears on.
I do.
I've done like five massages, and they're never. I shouldn't say they're never relaxing, but there's parts that are relaxing.
Yeah.
But the whole time I'm like going, I wonder how long it's been.
Yeah, me too.
How much longer is this? I feel bad for. I hope their hands aren't hurting.
Me too.
Are they judging my?
Me too.
Judging my body.
All of the above. When I'm on my face for more than a half an hour, my nose gets super congested, and I keep apologizing, like sorry, I'm talking like this. First of all, I like going to the Asian place. I'm not going there again because she ruined all my clothes last time.
What? In the world, does that mean?
Freaking woman, okay, if I use oil, I'm like, sure. And she put the oil next to my clothes on the chair.
Oh, no.
And everything was ruined.
Really? Did you realize it's once you're in the car?
I realized as I was getting dressed in the dark room, and then I got outside and looked, and there's just big, giant blotches on my shorts, on my shirt. You know what I did? I pulled into a gas station, and I put my bathing suit on that was in the trunk, and I drove home in my bathing suit.
Mm-hmm. Do you think anyone saw you walking out and thought that you like released a lot?
All over the sides.
All over everything.
And my shirt and stuff.
Did she try and touch you?
They do touch you, but not trying. It's by, I assume it's by accident.
If you remember the last massage story I had, and hopefully I don't have another massage story in a while, but I meant to preface the story with this too, was probably about a year ago, Jillian was having a really bad day. And I'm like, you know what? There's that little Asian masseuse place down the road. It's called Asian Masseuse. Asian Relax. All right. So, I'm allowed to call it Asian, right?
I want a massage so bad right now. I'm so tense. I'm not even kidding. I can feel the knots.
You ever had a dude friend who just comes up and starts massaging?
Yeah.
That's a little awkward.
Yeah, many times.
Yeah.
I was at a party of a good friend of mine's house. Mm-hmm. One of my better friends, a person who I've known for a long, long time, who I love, and her husband.
Wait a minute. I've given Drew numerous massages.
I gave Dr. Drew a deep, deep massage.
When he was having like neck problems and stuff, I used to do that for him.
I did it that one time when Tyler was videotaping. So I'm at her house. This is before I got a massage, by the way, like 4 or 5 years ago. And her husband came up, and it's a guy everyone has speculated that he seems gay.
Mm-hmm.
He's not,
maybe
but he definitely, he's very effeminate.
Massages.
And
his name Todd, he's working at Madonna.
Oh my God, yeah. No, but he came up and started, you know, just, it was a Super Bowl party, and just started giving me a massage. But it felt so good, I was just like, oh God, please don't stop, please don't stop. In my head, I'm like, don't stop. And he goes, you are knots. He goes, every part of your shoulders is knots. And he started just like working on it really hard.
Uh-huh.
And he's kind of a strong guy, like a surfer dude. And I look over at his wife, Erin, and she's just staring at me with her mouth hanging open like, what the hell's going on? Like,
was
my husband,
like,
who everybody speculates is gay, is giving, like, got me sitting down and he's just digging in. But it was unbelievable. It made me go get a massage on the following day.
But you got it from a girl in a process.
Yeah,
nearly
but good. I went to the masseuse in Brea and it took a lot of balls to go there.
Any lady masseuse is listening, I apologize. Yep. But what ended up happening by the end is I was jealous of Jillian having a male because she was talking about a massage that I did not receive from my lady.
Mm.
From the lady counterpart masseuse. She was talking about how he's finding pressure points and pushing in and it was hurting at first and then it was just melting away. I had nothing remotely like that. Nothing.
You got to go back and ask for Todd now.
Yeah. But, without Jillian, so he doesn't sneak peeks.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, yeah. But if you recall...
You both fight over Todd every time now.
Probably a little bit over a year ago, Jillian was having a terrible day and I said, let's go down to the Asian masseuse place. We'll get one of those couple massages. They have good deals, whatever. And long story short, they gave us two Asian ladies, each gave us a massage. And Jillian got up after it was over. They leave, so we could put our clothes back on. I told this story on the show.
It's
incredibly embarrassing. Jillian got up to hug me to thank me for doing such a nice thing for her on a whim. And I wasn't full, but it was tiny, a little bit. I wasn't thinking anything, but, you know, just when they hit certain spots.
That's horrible.
It was really embarrassing.
That's so horrible. Oh, no.
And then this is the first time we've had a couple's massage since, and this one went maybe as awry, probably not as bad.
In my life, I've probably had 15 massages, and I've only had two or three that I thought were worth it.
Yeah, I think that's probably a good ratio.
The first time I went to this place in Brea, I said, just my neck and just my shoulders, nothing else. And it took like five times, you know, because then she starts going down my legs. I'm like, no. I'm super sensitive. I don't like people touching my feet and my legs. I get ticklish. And this is all knots. And having somebody just crank on your shoulders for an hour is way too long.
Is it? It's like Vegas for more than three days.
I'd like a half an hour on my head and my shoulders and then just lower back and then let me get out of there. Because I don't need people touching my legs. There's no tension in my legs. It's all in my neck and in my shoulders. I did have a woman give me a face massage once as part of the massage, and it was unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
Just pressure points, I assume.
Mm-hmm.
Now I want to go get a – you know what? I'm going to be there tomorrow. Maybe I'll get a massage tomorrow.
But you need to get one of the feet ones.
I can't stand – I can't let people touch my feet.
Well, they just touch your feet.
Can't stand
it. They dig into your feet.
No, I don't like it.
That's your kidneys over there up on the ball of your foot.
You don't touch my feet. Ever. Ever. I can't have any pressure on my feet. Like when I go to bed tonight, I have the sheet and then the comforter. And everything has to be flat in the bed, and I get in it, and then I pull the sheet and the comforter up, mm-hmm. and then I have to sit up in my bed and roll the comforter back so there's no pressure on my toes, so it's just the sheet draping over.
Mm-hmm.
And even that starts to bother me. But I don't want my feet exposed either.
So there's no happiness for you, ever.
10 minutes in, I have to lay on my side, and I have a new way to sleep on my side. I don't know if you can do it, but I can't sleep on my side unless everything's – it's a nightmare.
Yeah, okay.
I have a pillow between my legs. Mm-hmm. I have a pillow underneath my armpit.
I got a lot of pillows going.
So there's room for my shoulder, uh-huh. my big manly shoulder.
Right.
And then I have a double pillow.
Seems a little.
Just for the side.
Do you still have a question mark ear pillow?
30 seconds. No, I stopped using them.
I lost it in the hotel.
I bought the two-pack and then.
Mike and I used the same pillow for a while and yeah. we were thinking of each other every time we tried to drift yep. off.
Side Sleeper Pro. You know what? I'm going to order another one.
Yeah, I think I need one too. That's a nice little free
plug. Want to order
a
two-pack and go 50-50
Let's
on
do
it?
That. Let's do that. Okay, while we're talking about Asians, the Asian community in the work field, I know this is racist. I'm sorry, but it's actually not. Fuck it. It just happens to be a good segue. Ordered Chinese food for my favorite Chinese place the other day. This kid was so frazzled. The delivery kid, so frazzled. He comes up to the door, takes my credit card, does a little rubby rub on the you know where they do them
yeah.
over the top, has me sign it, starts running away, and I'm just standing there going, where's the food? No food. He's like, what? I said, I paid, but I didn't get any food. He's like, what do you mean? Like, where's my food? Like, it took a good 20 seconds, maybe 30 seconds to get him to understand
what I was saying. He didn't bring it to the door?
He didn't bring it to the door. It was still in the car. And he's like, oh. And he went running back.
Oh, it's a trade.
I have to give him something.
Uncle Ling just told me come here and get credit card.
He thought it was very funny. And he had a good sense of humor about it. But what the fuck?
Yeah. Was it right? Was the order right?
Yeah. I used to get high and go through drive-thrus all the time and pay and just drive away.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
all
oh,
the
yeah.
time.
Oh,
I used
yeah.
to do that all the time.
Oh, many times.
Okay.
I had Sunday.
I guess hot fudge.
I went to Disneyland with my niece and my nephew on Monday.
Not a hot fudge. This is the day, Sunday.
It's a hot fudge?
He said I had a Sunday. And I was asking about hot.
If you're always hot fudge if you're going Sunday.
Okay.
Oh. Never go strawberry you're or butterscotch. Butterscotch is gross.
A Disneyland Sunday. You were at Disneyland, which is shocking.
I audio recorded all this, by the way. But I.
Great.
Well, okay. I'm there for 9 hours with my niece and my nephew.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice day. We had a great time. She was promised a balloon, but the balloon vendors leave at a certain time. And that's the end of it.
Hey, guys, seriously, thanks for buying the coffins.
Yeah. Seriously,
and I know that some of you want a coffin still. There's gonna be Christmas stuff, and we'll do stuff hopefully for cheaper. It took so much time and effort and work on my part, at least, guys. I know that they seem like they might have been
high price. We're gonna sell postcards.
Also, some people I want
to
sell. I want to sell wooden clothespins that we write on. Those would be easier, right?
Why?
I don't know. People can clip them on stuff. I got one in my car.
Why don't we sell postcards
that a camper wrote on, and I keep it in my car. It's nice, but and also. The shipping was like $280, and I charged $5 because I don't know. I estimated with YouTube. Mm-hmm. I mean, YouTube with eBay, they made me do it. I'm not good at this kind of shit. I'm not good at anything, turns out. But and then the shipping was actually $280. But after you factor in the boxes, it costs like $2 plus tax and the gas and all that. $5 is a deal. Okay. All right. Now back to Sunday. And I'm not trying to rip. I don't want any of the listeners to think that I'm ripping them off by. That we're ripping them off by selling $60.
We don't want you to think we're ripping you off.
We don't. Okay. Oh, by the way, Film Vault t-shirts for sale over there.
Really?
Over there, AndersonandBryan.com. Yeah.
We're
going to have a competition to see. We're going to do After Disaster shirts too, see if we can sell more.
Yeah, yeah. Let's do it. Mm-hmm. Win.
I know we got to make a design. It's going to be good times. Or we'll do it After Disaster style and we'll just handwrite them.
She couldn't get a balloon on Sunday because the balloon vendors were gone. She starts crying. She got all upset. So
like one of the Mickey Mouse head balloons?
On Monday, yeah. So I thought, you know what? Sunday night, mm-hmm. on my way to San Diego, I'll stop by and get her a balloon. Easy, right? Mm-hmm. Walk right in, get a balloon, back in my car.
Right.
I get there.
By the way, not easy at all. Anyone who's ever been to Disneyland knows yeah. that's a crazy idea.
Balloon guy's on break or something.
Plus, balloon guy's usually like over by the Matterhorn, right?
Here comes the parade.
Uh-huh.
I don't want to go into too much detail about it.
Wait, is balloon guy like on wheels?
Nope.
Balloon guy's got an actual like stationary
walks kiosk. Right to the middle of the street. A bunch of balloons, so they're gone. Goes back and gets another batch.
Oh, so he's on foot wheels.
Anderson, to make a long story
he's
short.
He's rolling around, though. He's always a movie target. He's already flying, right?
Yeah, because I don't want to tell this whole story. There is no story.
How do you find balloon guy, though?
They're always right when you walk in.
Okay.
Like down Main Street, like all right. half before the castle. No mm-hmm. balloon guy. I'm asking everybody because I'm late now. I'm very late. It's my sister's birthday also.
How much would you pay for a handmade balloon? A balloon made out of a candy cane that was in the shape of a candy.
Hundreds.
Cane. I'm sorry.
Hey, do you think that candy cane is still good?
I'm sure. Yeah, yeah.
Because it's coming up on a year old and it's still sitting.
You know how we put candy corns in the yeah, coffins?
They're from
some
last year.
Some of the listeners, no, they're from this year, but they were from the dollar store.
Ooh, that's last year at least.
So, well, we were all eating them. Some of the you're listeners, right. I love all the tweets that you guys took pictures of your coffins. Those of you who have gotten them pictures and
that shirt, by the way, is bugging me because the circle right, should be over the everyone.
I have a shirt that says everyone and it's circled and crossed out. It was a gift. I'm trying to wear it often because
but the
offensive.
Everyone isn't crossed out. It's over the.
I know it's not. I hate the person that made the shirt as well because of that. Right, it's a shirt.
Good
that's
move.
Supposed to say everyone. All right. So what happened with the goddamn. So anyway, somebody was tweeting that his girlfriend ate some of the candy corn. Should he be concerned? No, she's fine. Mike was sick, though.
Yeah, I was really sick after that. But
ooh, you know, what if you know Justin Bieber could sell
anything?
His flu. Like if yeah, he had the flu, yeah. he could like give you stuff that like girls could put in their
there's
mouth and then they would get his
there's
flu.
There's a movie about that.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Just saw it on. I didn't watch it, but it was on Netflix, and I read the preview.
It was
it
about
said,
celebrities selling
in the
flu?
Future. Celebrities sell their diseases to fans, and it was showed a guy like laying in bed like with the flu.
That's awesome.
Yeah, you know what I watched about 20 minutes of this morning? One of the worst things I've ever seen. What's Barbarella.
That? Oh, I have not seen that. It's where the name Duran Duran came from.
Yep,
Dr. Duran with a D on the end, but they dropped the D and they doubled it up.
Yep,
that's where they got their name. You know, I bet half our listeners don't know who Duran Duran is. Sad
that's
times.
Not true.
I bet it is.
They have to. They know who the Rolling Stones are. Duran Duran was 20, 35
Rolling
years.
Stones are still jammed on everyone's throat. Okay, what happened with the balloon guy?
I wasn't going to do this. Let me just tell you right up front. The whole story is on my podcast.
Mike spent long time.
The whole story is on
time.
My podcast that's not going to be on iTunes for another week because I'm going to have 3 episodes before it goes up, but it's on Libsyn.
Telling me that he wasn't going to be plugging his...
I know, I wasn't
ever.
Going to, but this,
like, well,
but the whole thing
it.
Is
he's
on
like,
there.
No, I don't want
to
plug
the last
it.
20 minutes of my podcast is the balloon episode. I'm at Disneyland to get a balloon. I'm in a rush. I need to get to San Diego.
I don't know if you
I'm
should be burning
late.
The balloon story.
I'm already,
if it's what
I'm already late. How long do you think it took me to get a balloon?
35 minutes.
1 hour, 15 minutes. And was that wasn't me just waiting around. 40. That was a team of security people coming over to check on me to make sure I was just back there. 5 more minutes, they're going to be out. And then like 15 minutes, they come over. Okay, once the marching band comes out, the balloon person is right behind them. They're blowing up balloons right now. It just never ended. And
right.
I finally went, you know what? I'm not leaving until I get the freaking balloon.
Mm-hmm.
Dinner started at 5:30, my sister's birthday party. I was still in Disneyland at 5:35.
Mm-hmm.
Walking out with 2 big balloons that were whacking me in the face. The whole walk back to my car. Got to San Diego at like 7.
They don't sell balloons anywhere else in town.
Not the Mickey balloons.
Not the Mickey.
Can you fucking believe that shit?
Listen to me. How many children's experience of Disneyland do you think you've ruined over the years? How many kids do you think are la la 10, la?
10,000?
La la skipping down Main Street.
And I elbow them
looking
in the
at
forehead.
Everything and how great it is. Happiest place on earth. And then they see angry Mike Carano pacing back and forth furious because the fucking balloon guy is taking
stood.
A while. Or the pretzel guy's taking, or the fat chick in front of you in the popcorn line is doing something rude. How many?
I don't think I've ruined any.
Children.
I try to keep my cool.
I bet there's plenty of kids out there because you know thing when you're
there's
kids,
a couple.
Stuff,
there's a couple.
Stuff sticks with you.
Yeah, yeah.
I bet you're.
Oh
face.
No, I no. If I see a kid that's crying or something, I will stare at that guy. He knows what's up. I make eye contact, especially if it's a little kid that can't communicate what I just did to him properly. I will make eye contact and let him know that if I were his parent, he'd be dead. I'd put him in the bathtub, and I'd fill it up with water, and I'd teach him a little lesson about Disneyland Appreciation Day.
Hey, Drew. I think Drew Somebody tweeted last week, is Drew going to treat my hearing loss that he caused?
Oh, from the sound effects? Do you think little kids can pick up on that when they're screaming and crying and they're in Disneyland and a stranger like me just makes eye contact?
Yes.
Doesn't that look like I would strangle you right now if I were them?
Yeah, that's actually in my short that I still haven't put out anywhere. That's one of the things that bugs the main character. It's just a stand-up routine, pretty much all the things that bug him. But he's like, children is one of the main things, and he's like, they're always looking you up and down, but if you stare back, they're pussies. They look away.
I've always disliked kids until I had a niece and I have two nephews now. But I've always thought they were horrible little creatures.
Hello, Dr. God. How are you, buddy?
Is your mic on?
You should turn on your mic there. There you go. Full
can you hear me?
Yeah.
Can you hear me now?
Hey, how are you?
I lose you.
It's nice and meaty.
Mike, Tyler, Drew. Drew ruined. Oh, no.
He's the new Tyler.
I just realized, I think he's sick, and he's talking into my mic in there. Oh, reminds me. Last parting shot. All right. I meant to bring it up last week because it happened last week. Last week, we did the show in here, and then we did the Love Line, and Emily was on. Anyways, it was just like this fluster at the end of Love Line of everyone going, and I have a podcast, and I have a podcast, and I have a podcast. A lot of time I'm in there doing three or four things at once, right? And I'll just all of a sudden, before I even know it, I'm on the mic, and I'm saying something that's in my head, and I don't even realize that I'm saying it sometimes. And my thing was, I was hoping to tell you this before Drew was here, because it's uncomfortable with Drew sitting right here.
Not any more uncomfortable than the massage story.
There we go. Yeah, you're not turned up in there. You can share mics. But I'm like...
The massage story?
Are you going to share mics?
So, like, everyone's like, hey, I got a podcast, and Mike and Drew podcast, Love Line podcast. It was a podcast. Emily, it was Sex with Emily podcast, and After Disaster, a Film Vault. And I'm like, oh, and there's a kid in Ethiopia with flies in his eyes, and he has a podcast, too. And it's just like, uncomfortable.
Flies in my eyes podcast.
You know what I mean? They're like, even that kid out there.
I'm the only one that understood what you're talking about,
right?
All right.
You got a National
Geographic picture
right, exactly.
With the kid's ground.
Like, that kid's got
a,
he's got a podcast. Yeah. Like, everyone's got a podcast now. You know what I mean?
It's good to know that you talk without thinking.
I do that often, yeah. Hey, that's the best kind.
I don't like the plugging things at the end of the show, by the way, because I think if you genuinely want to plug something, you should do it up front.
Mm-hmm. You forget, though.
If you're not
a plugster, you forget. And somebody has to go, you have anything plugged? Like, oh, yeah, I've got this, that, the other thing. Where are you going?
Drew, I love you, but I don't want you to think it's you, but every time you come in, it's like, that's the time that we got to go. It's just the time, especially when Tyler's not here. So you guys, here, use my mic.
We're going.
No, but it's just because I said 9:30, right?
Okay. So what about the what was the story?
He and Jillian celebrated their 1 year this weekend, and they went up and they got his and hers massages at the same dual couples massage.
I saw a couple of vines from Madonna Inn,
and it was a dude, it was a dude and a chick.
Is at the Madonna Inn?
Yeah, for their couples massage.
Yeah,
and Anderson got the woman, and Jillian got the man, and
Anderson got the reach round.
It may have presented a little problem.
Why?
Well, it's weird. It's weird. It's sort of maybe
because
it's homophobic.
He was jealous,
but,
or because. Wait, he got the woman, right?
They're both naked, for starters, I never do when I get a massage.
He got the woman.
Yes. And Jillian had a very well-built, young, good-looking man.
So he got jealous.
I don't know if it was jealousy necessarily, but just a weirdness. I guess that is jealousy.
That's jealousy.
I have a problem interpreting the difference between jealousy and envy. Because I always think of... like
people argue about what this is, but I think I have my own clear understanding about it. Jealousy is... one version is you have something I want, and that makes me jealous that you have it.
That's envy, right?
Well, jealousy is I'm going to work hard to get that too. That's jealousy. Envy is I got to fucking bring you down because you have that, because you make me feel diminished, so I got to diminish you
when
too.
When I think of jealousy, though, I think of it in regards to a young relationship where you feel threatened by somebody.
Yeah.
Now, that is not...
It's almost like we need a different word. It's not envy. It's almost like we need a different word for romantic jealousy.
Because that's...
I'm afraid you're going to cheat.
That's the worst of all.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Listen, Drew, you didn't hear the story proper at all.
It's all right. I heard enough.
Here's the deal. They asked me if I wanted to have a dude or a guy. And I'm like, yeah, a guy or a girl. I'm like, whatever. I'll go with the guy. It doesn't matter. And then I thought about it. And I'm like, I don't want a guy in the room, though. I'd rather have three chicks in the room with me than like one being a guy massaging me.
That's
plus, I don't want him to sneak a peek at the wife. That was the main thing. Yeah. Don't want him to sneak a peek. All right? Yeah. I don't want to be. I want to be
trying.
I have a hard time being relaxed. So, long story short, they completely fucked up and it backfired where they gave her the dude.
Yeah.
Now he's totally going to sneak peeks. But
it's not sneaking, by the way. When he's working,
thing,
that's
I'm not jealous.
Somebody
she's
taking
naked.
A sneak peek at my car while they're working.
I'm more angry at Madonna Inn fucking up again. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I'm angry at them because of their lack
of professionalism. It's a 5-star resort. I don't understand why there'd be.
It's not a bad
it's
place.
An absolute.
But they don't.
Drew hates Madonna Inn.
Now we have that discussion. They don't do any of the things that nice places do, which is remember you for one. They didn't listen to a word he said with the don't call my wife, call my phone because this is a surprise. They called her. It was just a million things like that. That
see,
that's
just brought by a bunch of college kids.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who are all terrified of Phyllis Madonna.
Okay, back to the jealousy thing. So, it's...
Am I going to get banned from Madonna Inn for talking this way?
When you're a kid or an adult...
They should be welcoming you for putting its name out there so much.
When you're an adult or a child, or like a high school kid or a college kid, and you have a girlfriend... I'm assuming we've all had this feeling, because I know I was insanely jealous for a long time.
I still have, through 25 years of marriage, I still get jealous.
But I mean, that's not
the
same.
How crazy is that?
That's not the same as somebody that I'm on par with in a certain field of work doing better than me. That's a totally different feeling. One is a sickening, disgusting feeling.
You're right.
I
think you're right. You ought to have different. One motivates you and one paralyzes you.
Yeah,
I agree with that. We have different words for it. But 25 years of marriage, I still get jealous. That's fucking ridiculous.
Confidence, though. True confidence is so appealing to both sexes. I don't mean arrogance. And I don't mean...
Just being okay.
I had a friend who was in a bar. I had a friend in a bar. Saw a girl exactly his type. Tall, like kind of like a model. Yeah. Walks up to her, says hi. They have a little conversation. And then a guy appears, like he sees him out of his peripheral. And the guy comes over and introduces himself. And instead of being jealous or anything, he's like, hey, I'm so-and-so. Nice to meet you. Hey, can I grab you a beer? And he goes and gets him a beer. And it was just completely, essentially the, of course you're talking to her. She's beautiful.
She's
you know
hot.
What I mean?
Yeah.
And he called me to tell me that. And he goes, she probably just melted right there. Like the guy had felt in any way insecure.
Okay. Music is too fast. We got to go. Yes?
This jealousy thing is a problem talking about it.
I'm not jealous. I've been jealous in the past. I own my jealousy, but I'm not jealous.
I've been so jealous, and it's so unsettling.
I'm so not jealous with Jillian that I think it upsets her a little bit. She's like, why?
It probably does. I've had girlfriends tell me they're pissed because I'm not jealous, and then I've had other girlfriends say I ruined the relationship because I'm jealous.
Yeah. It's hard to find that happy medium.
I'm well-rounded, apparently. See you later.
Well, Mike, I think we did okay, despite the fact that Ty Ty wasn't here.
Yep.
I miss the whole crew being together.
When do you want to do it next
proper.
Week?
I guess we'll just do it whenever Tyler's not watching his Dodgers lose or tweeting for Leno.
Okay.
Are we not supposed to say that?
I don't know.
Fuck. I don't think we're supposed to
say
that.
Is he the sole tweeter for Leno?
I don't know. We're talking about Michael Leno.
Yeah, Jay's younger brother.
Right. Not funny, but it's not his fault. It's because Tyler tweets for him.
I'm going to get Tyler's phone sometime when he's in the bathroom and promote myself on Leno's Twitter account.
Oh, that'd be... Why don't you just have Drew promote you right now on his? It's probably bigger.
See you later.
Good night. Way bigger than Michael Leno's.